Excellent. Well done, everyone. That sounded fantastic. So Nikki was sharing with us a bit of the story so far and of how God, through Moses, rescued his people, the Israelites, from the Egyptians. He had done so much for the Israelites. He rescued them from slavery, even parting the Red Sea so that they could escape. When they were in the desert, he provided them with food and with water. They had no reason to doubt God's goodness or to doubt that he would provide for them. And just like us, they had so many reasons to give thanks and to praise God. But as we're about to discover, the Israelites were quick to get distracted and to forget about God altogether. So while they were in the wilderness, there was a time when Moses was summoned by God to go to the top of Mount Sinai. And when he was up there, God met with him, and that's where God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Now, Moses was away for quite a long time, and the Israelite people began to get a bit restless. And they got fed up waiting for Moses to come back. So they decided, we're going to make ourselves a new god. So what they did was they got all their golden jewelry together, and they convinced Aaron, Moses' own brother, to take that gold and to turn it into a statue of a calf. And then once he'd made that statue, the Israelites started to worship it. And they said, praise this calf. This is the God that rescued us from Egypt. And they had a feast and a party, and they made offerings to this golden calf. Now, when we hear this story, we might think, well, that's ridiculous. And it is. Why on earth, after God had done all those amazing things for the Israelites, why on earth would they choose to forget about him and worship something as silly as a golden calf? And we might think, well, I'd never be so stupid as to worship an idol like that instead of God. But you know, an idol doesn't have to be a statue. Can you move it on for me, Kyle? Sorry, I don't think this is working. Thank you. Timothy Keller wrote that an idol is anything that's more important to us than God. So what are some of the things in our lives that might be in danger of becoming an idol? Things that might be in danger of becoming more important to us than God? Okay, sport. Who likes sport? Yeah, sport's great, isn't it? I tell you, since I got married, my knowledge of sport has increased about 100-fold. Last night, I was saying to Alan, hey, it's time for match of the day. But are we following God as passionately as we're following a football team? Money and possessions. Sometimes we might find ourselves thinking, oh, if I only had more money, or if I only had that new car, or if I only had that new Xbox, then I'd be happy. But you know, God is the only one that can give us true happiness and contentment. Social media. I wonder, do the things that you give your time and attention to show that you're loving God above all else? Are you more worried about how your Instagram followers see you or about how God sees you? Success. Now, it's not a sin to want to do well in school or in our work, and in fact, working hard for the right reasons is a way that we can bring glory to God. But we need to be careful. Are we desiring success and the praise of others more than we're desiring God? And other people, so friends, family, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, these can all be really great people to have in our lives. They can be wonderful gifts from God. But can we say that God is more important to us than anyone else? So whilst it's easy to hear this story of the Israelites worshipping the golden calf and think, well, I'd never be like that, the reality is that so often we're just like the Israelites. So often we can get distracted and forget about God. We might doubt that he's good enough. We decide we're going to focus on and worship other things instead. Now, please don't get me wrong, none of those things in the slide are bad in and of themselves. But if we allow them to overtake God's place in our lives, then maybe we need to reevaluate. Something I've learnt this week in preparing for this is that the word worship comes from an old English word, worth-ship. And I think that's helpful in understanding what worship is all about. So whatever we think is worthy of our devotion, our time, our resources, our hearts, that is what we're worshipping. When Moses discovered what the Israelites had done, he begged God to have mercy and forgive them. And later, God did forgive them, and he renewed his covenant with the Israelites, and the people repented and realigned themselves back to God. And for us too, when we recognize that our hearts have forgotten God and we're not putting him first, then we can come back to him and ask his forgiveness. It's so easy to lose sight of God sometimes, isn't it? It's so easy to be distracted. But that's why we need a savior. And that's why Jesus came, so that we can be realigned to God. So I wonder this morning, how valuable is your relationship to God compared to other things? Are you loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Let's spend some time in prayer to God now. Father God, you are worthy of all our worship and attention. We're sorry, God, for times when we have not put you first, for when we have been distracted by other things. We are sorry, God, for times when we have not loved you as we should. On the screen just now, there's some pictures of things that might be becoming an idol in your life if you're loving them more than God. So let's just spend a bit of time in the quiet thinking about our own lives. And if there's anything we need to say sorry for, we can confess it to God in our hearts just now. Father God, you know our hearts and our thoughts. Thank you that we can say sorry to you and know that you forgive us. Help us, God, to always put you first and to love you as you have commanded us. Thank you that even if we mess up again, we can still come back to you and that you will still forgive us. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are good, loving, trustworthy, faithful, kind, generous, and just. You are powerful and merciful. You provide for all our needs. You help us when we are tempted and comfort us when we are sad. Your love never changes and your grace is sufficient. We want to worship you today. Amen. Okay, please do stand if you're able, and we're going to sing again, Light of the World.
Step out into darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly